DV530 Info, how to enforce your restraining order.
Get copies.
Get copies of your restraining order, DV110 or DV130, and proof of service, form DV200 or DV250, from the court clerk if you don't already have them. Always keep a copy with you. You may need to show it to the police. Keep another copy in a safe place and consider keeping a copy in your car. Give a copy to anyone else protected by the order. Take copies to places where you and the other protected people go, e.g. school, work, daycare, etc. Give a copy to the security officers in your apartment building and workplace. Staple the restraining order, DV110 or DV130, to the proof of service, DV200 or DV250.
When should I call the police?
Call the police right away if the restrained person violates any of the orders. Also, write down what happened, when, where, and the names of any witnesses. Get copies of police reports. If you are hurt, get copies of medical reports. Even if you haven't served the orders yet, call the police. Show the police a copy of your orders. If the restrained person is there, ask the officer to serve the orders. If the officer serves the orders, he or she will send the proof of service to the court and CLETS for you. CLETS is a statewide computer system that lets police know about your orders.
What can the police do?
It is a crime to disobey the judge's orders. The restrained person can be arrested, pay a fine, and/or go to jail or prison. Ask your local district attorney, DA, how he or she will handle your case. The DA may file criminal or contempt charges. You can always call the DA for information about a criminal case. You can also file a civil contempt action. Ask the court clerk for forms or visit www.courts.ca.gov.
Guns, other firearms, and ammunition.
The restrained person cannot own, have, buy, or try to buy a gun or firearm or ammunition while the order is in effect. If the person does any of these things, he or she can go to jail and be ordered to pay a fine of $1,000. A law enforcement officer can give you information about any firearms the restrained person has registered, transferred, or sold. Penal Code Section 11106. You may disclose the information as needed to protect yourself or someone else. Tell law enforcement if you have any information about any guns the restrained person has or where they are located.